Good evening, gentle listener, and welcome to Distractable. This episode, Bridley Body Blasting Bob bludgeons his buddies and loves his midnight leaves. Monumental Mark, the sexy sovereign, claims the right of first night and doubles down on desserts and killer cats. Worrying Wade slaps on STDs, picks on pageants, sings Disney, and knows his podcast names. From toilet troubles to mathematical mayhem, yes, it's time for Cake or AI 2. Now sit back and prepare to be distracted and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Distractable. I'm not the host, and this intro isn't real.
Thanks for doing the intro, Wade. I appreciate that.
I'm not Bob, and I'm not the host today, but as per last episode, we're continuing what we were doing last time. Bob and not I will, or Mark and not Bob.
Oh, you're doing great.
AI, no AI. Small talk.
Yeah, if you didn't, literally, this is, I think, the first time we've ever done this.
I can't remember, I cannot remember a continuation.
Aside from the weird episodes, but those were sort of like sarcastic subsequent parts and not like actual related subsequent parts.
Well, and I didn't get to host my part two and part three. You guys took my topic, ran with it, and threw it in my face.
That's true, that's true. It was much better than this will be. So this will be AI or Cake part two. If you didn't watch the first one, you literally should probably go watch it because it's a continuation. But in shocking revelation, I'm wearing different pants than when we cut recording on the last episode. And despite the fact that we barely any time has passed at all, something horrible happened between these episodes to me.
Involved the changing of pants.
That involved changing my pants. My toilet is leaking again for the fourth time.
Are you still on about that? I'm so tired of you and your toilet problems.
Hey, when I talk about my toilet's leaking for the next year, then that's totally deserved.
I've not even been here a year to have my radon mitigation bother you that much.
Whenever you guys were about to move into that house was when you started with the radon mitigation, okay?
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, because you had to have it installed, didn't you?
No.
You didn't have like a radon test before you got the new house and moved in?
We had an inspector come and just do his normal inspector shit. But no, the radon was fine.
I deserve that win. Anyway, the toilet, the same toilet that was leaking three other times, it's leaking again and more. So that's different. And I didn't poop my pants, but I did. I went to go use the bathroom. I pulled my pants down and they touched it. They touched the toilet water. Those pants are dead to me.
Do you think there's a plumber conspiracy in Cincinnati where they intentionally screw up our plumbing? Is our water just super hard? Is it the water company? Why are there so many water issues in Cincinnati?
But I don't think that breaks toilets. I think water hardness probably clogs faucets and breaks water heaters. But the toilet's a mystery. You know what? I'm going to be super honest. And this is kind of gross, probably. As a large man who weighs a lot, I've had this problem in the past. But usually once is enough. Usually the toilet just needs to be reseated with a new thingy, a new wax or whatever, wax ring or whatever. And then that's it. Cause like if it's not bolted down properly and then I'm very heavy, I can make it move a little bit. And this isn't even that. I told the guy when he was here last time, I was like, look at me, I'm fat. This is what his toilet's got to hold up, man.
No. It's some kind of Cincinnati plumber conspiracy. Aliens? It's something.
Or you stop shitting so hard, five head. Come on. If you didn't blast ass so powerfully, if you didn't have such strong shit muscles, which I'm assuming are muscles.
It's a tertiary muscle.
Can I take away points? Can I take away points?
You get a tertiary point, Wade.
Thank you.
Yeah, what authority do I have as partial, as assistant to the host? Assistant host.
You're not hosting, you're competing.
This doesn't make any sense.
You're competing by creating all the content for the episode and really driving the action. And Wade's competing by sitting with me and watching you work frantically. What do you want to have happen, Mark?
I wish I had less responsibility and more power.
Well, we can't all be me.
You can have more power, Mark. Which host power would you like?
They're
very clearly defined and we know what they are. So you have to pick one of the enumerated host powers and only one.
I don't know where the powers ever. How about the ability to be bribed? All bribes go to me. Wade, bribe me. Wade, bribe Bob.
Yeah, bribe me for the win, Wade.
No, I said bride Bob.
Oh, I gotta marry Bob?
All brides go to Mark?
I'm enacting prima nocta on this podcast.
Is that like post-monogamy?
Kind of.
Oh, post-minolta? What was it called?
Now who's got lenses on the mind?
Prima nocta.
I've heard of a prima donna. Prima nocta is the semi-historical legal right of a monarch to have sex with any female subject, particularly on her wedding night.
Mark has that power apparently now, but only in the realm of Distractible.
Mark's coming.
That's a bold one to claim, Mark. We'll see if that really helps you out this episode.
I think that was in the bylaws. I think we had the authority. I'm pretty sure.
No funny business. No more handshake deals. Mark gets prima nocta. Yeah, that's all in there. Anyway, so that's the horrible thing that happened to me. Any terrible stuff happened to you guys in the 10 minutes we were gone?
I had to do a bunch of work that I'm probably not going to get any credit for.
Mark, would you like me to give you the win preemptively?
Is that allowed?
It's not allowed.
I'll just stick with the bribes go to me, right? So, Bob, I'm going to bribe you for points. Thank you.
I didn't agree to the bribe, though.
Oh, we'll double it then. Does this loosen thy lips?
All right, yeah, 2 points for Mark.
Do you guys even need me today? I could just go.
Hey, Bob, have you seen one of these before?
It's a little blurry. Is that a grant?
Oh, you know it is.
Did you know he was a general in the Civil War and then a U.S. president?
31st president, probably, of the United States, maybe.
Ulysses S. Grant would scream and rave and rant. All the whiskey he would drisky, then he'd spill it on his pants.
Did you learn that song in middle school, Mark?
No, that's from Animaniacs.
Oh. Wade, what host power would you like?
Wait, why does he get host power?
Because I feel bad, and it's fair.
I'd like to choose the winner.
Wait a minute. Oh, man, I should have picked that one. No!
That's an interesting power. I like that. Wade, I am going to grant you the power to choose the winner with the caveat that the winner has to be whoever scores more points.
I feel like I just got the power to declare the victor as ruled by you.
Look, I'm not saying there are loopholes, but it's not a super tight contract or anything. Think about it. All right. Host powers handed off, but also not because I'm still the host. If you weren't here last time, we're trying. Nothing bad happened to these guys. My toilet leaked. Now it's time to do the thing. AI or cake? Mark is going to have so many good ideas.
Right,
Mark?
I've got you.
And I'm not going to contribute. I could contribute. I have some.
No, I'm ready. I've been frantically typing in the background while this has been occurring. Starting with news titles, right? Was that the
news headlines? You can do it in any order you want, but that's the one I had first. Yes.
Wade, you tell me if this is real or AI. AI or cake? Is this cake?
I don't know. I've not heard it yet.
Okay. I want him to answer before he hears it. Can he do a double or nothing?
You should ask for that host power.
What if I offer him? If you make a bet beforehand, it's double points. But if you don't, you lose points. Does he keep his points carry over from last episode, right?
Well, how do I know that I'm not going to name one and you're just going to read a different headline to cheat?
No, I won't. That's a good idea, though.
All right, Mark, if you commit to the headline, I will allow Wade to do double or nothings if he so chooses.
All right, okay.
And I will only say that you currently do not have more points than Mark.
I'm going big, and I know that the first headline's going to be real.
So it's real, so you win two or lose one?
All right, Bob, read your news headline.
Wait, what?
I feel like that's not what the game was I just played.
You got one, right? You're good to go?
Wait, hold on. I just said that Mark's first headline's real. Why do I have to hear Bob's?
Well, didn't say anything about my second headline. I'm not going to change it.
No, I didn't. You're right. What is this? What is this game?
No. No. Okay. All right. Okay.
My first headline is enraged cow injures farmer with axe.
Man, I can't wait to find out if it's real or not. I think I just guessed, but the host who I picked walked behind the curtain and you popped out. So
that's the double hosting. You'll never know who's who.
So you bet on Mark's first one, and this is not Mark's first one, so the bet doesn't apply to this. Do you think that's real or fake, Wade?
Cow injures man with axe.
Enraged cow injures farmer with axe.
That seems like something that's had to have happened and been real. I can ask questions about this, right?
Yes.
Is this a recent headline?
No, more than 10 years old.
Because cows kind of quit using axes in the late 90s. I'm going to say this one's fake.
It is a real headline.
It seemed too real. That's why I went with fake. Because I was like, this too obvious.
Cal got enraged and somehow got a hold of the axe and didn't kill, but did injure the farmer.
I suppose the injury could just be like the tiniest little scrape to the entire legs cut off. So who knows what the real injury.
Yeah, I mean, the cow didn't like swing the axe at him. Like the cow picked up an axe and like nicked him. I guess, do I win a point for that one? We didn't really play this game before. I'm going to give Mark the point.
I'll take it. If we don't know what to do with it, I will take it.
No. It's only fair. Here's the thing, also just completely unrelated, that no one will ever see with it. This coffee that I'm drinking, for some reason, some places in Austin, the water tastes really swampy.
That does not sound good.
And even after boiling it, I can taste the swampy.
That sounds awful, actually, and a little concerning, probably.
Anyway, I got one.
So, Wade, your double or nothing bet is locked in. It's real. Mark.
China has a big problem with super gonorrhea, study finds. Health officials have long warned that gonorrhea is becoming more and more resistant to all the antibiotic drugs we have to fight it. Last year, the U.S. reached a grim landmark. For the first time, two unrelated people in Massachusetts were found to have gonorrhea infections with complete or reduced susceptibility to every drug in our arsenal, including the frontline drug ceftriaxone. Quote, little now stands between us and untreatable gonorrhea.
I've seen that headline before, so I'm glad I locked in real. It was a newspaper with only one story on the front page. It was all that title.
I thought we were supposed to get title and then...
I mean, you don't have to read this. You don't have to offer the summary unless you feel like it bolsters your case. But yeah, like you should be prepared to answer questions. But anyway...
Do you have any questions?
Wade locked in real. Do you have any questions, Wade?
No, honestly, as an expert in the field of super gonorrhea, for reasons I won't disclose other than the fact that, God, I find it fascinating... And a little sexy. No, I'm pretty confident in my double or nothing answer. If I could double or nothing, I would.
I'll allow it.
I double or nothing.
Win four, lose two?
Wait, no, you can't.
I know how real this is, Mark.
Is it real or AI?
It's real.
Super gonorrhea!
I don't know why he gets double. That seems unfair. If he would, I would have changed the article.
Didn't you get half a win for just asking for it, man?
The rule is, if you guys allow it to happen, it's within the rules.
So I didn't allow it.
You didn't say that you didn't want it to happen.
You're right. I didn't protest enough.
Anyway, Wade gets 4 points.
This episode is brought to you by Mint Mobile. No more overpriced phone plans necessary. Big monthly bills, unexpected overages, expensive, and outdated.
Or you could stay outdated. Vintage is in.
My old phone has the perfect patina of Cheetos dust and teenage stank.
Okay, I have a better option. Mint Mobile, for a limited time, they have wireless plans that include unlimited talk, text, and data for just $15 a month. Upgrade your plan today at Mint Mobile. For limited time, wireless plans from Mint Mobile are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. That's unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer, go to mintmobile.com/distractible. That's mintmobile.com/distractible. mintmobile.com/distractible.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Wade, this is the headline. You ready?
Yeah.
Underdog team wins championship with last second play invented during timeout.
How old is this article?
This is from 2007.
I'm going to say every play was invented before 2007. This is a fake headline.
Interesting.
There are no new plays to be had. We just steal the old ones and call them new.
Well, you are clearly correct because that was an AI-generated headline. Also, it didn't mention a sport, a team name, a team location, a coach. Any players. It called them under... Yeah, no, point for Wade. You're killing it, Wade.
Why is he killing it? Can we switch up the topic?
Sure.
I got a breed of dog here.
All right, tell me, what is it?
I want to tell you about the Glen of Emal Terrier.
Big dog, small dog, medium dog?
I have no clue. I'm gonna go medium.
I don't know how this game works. Do you have to give me more than just the name of the breed, or do I just get the breed name and I...
You can ask as many questions as you want, and he's supposed to be prepared.
I got burned last time for showing my hand on a news article that I had already been sealed, so you're gonna have to pull it out of me.
Country of origin? Can I get country? country of origin?
Ireland.
I'm going to say this is very fake, because if it was from Ireland, it'd be the Glen Omal Terrier. They wouldn't have the F.
Sorry, it's the Glen of Imal. Its Irish pronunciation is Brocair Uí Mhaill. And it's real, bitch. Ha ha. You lose.
Really thought I'd boil that one down to a science.
Well, I do have dog breeds, Mark. Would you like to do more dog breeds, or would you like me to throw one out there for you?
You go one. You go. You trick him.
I am here to introduce you to the Silken Wind Hound.
Silken Wind, is that one word or two?
It's one word, actually.
Where are they popular? Where are they originate from?
As with many of the hound breed, it's an American hound breed. So it was sort of created and most popular in the South, but it's spread across like North America.
Are these hunting dogs? Are they like hounds? I think of like a beagle, like a howling. Like hounds are what they howl, right?
That is like the hound group. This breed in particular is more focused on, it's a pretty big dog, but it's more like an elegant, almost like a greyhound type. It's like tall and long, but like elegant and fast. So it's kind of a hunting dog. It's kind of like built for speed more than built for like toughness.
Popular in dog shows, do you know?
Technically not recognized by like the American Kennel Club. So it's a whole thing. There are a bunch of breeds that can't participate in dog shows because the breed doesn't have like a standard enough definition to be specifically represented. So they are popular with like people who love dogs because they are beautiful, but they don't actually do, there's no Silken Wind Hound breed section at dog shows.
I think I've got all I need to tell you that this dog is fake, because if it's elegant, like you said, and people like it for its looks, they'd be showing that thing off at every dog show they could, those sick bastards. People that love elegant dogs only love them for one reason: beauty pageants. This is fake, fake dog, fake news.
Your reasoning is deeply flawed and generally incorrect. You are right, though. Sorry, Mark.
Damn.
It was really convincing. I 100% expected you to tell me I was wrong there.
I thought I've heard of that breed, though, so I honestly would have said it was real.
That's an old ChatGPT dog.
So now, Wade, you gotta ask yourself a little question. Now that you've had one real and one fake, what hand do you think I'm gonna play? What do you think I'm gonna chuck you?
A seven-fingered one, Mark.
Oh, yeah? Oh, really? Well, how about this? I give you the Ramal Harir.
Is that correct pronunciation?
Raw, maw, and rear are three words I do like together, so I'm just not going to ask any questions and say real.
You don't want to know any more about it?
My imagination is doing such wonderful things right now that I don't know that I want you to spoil it with the real. You know, tell me about it, Mark.
Okay, wait, before you officially lock in, would you like to give Mark a chance to double down on his answer? I'll take your silence as a yes.
Yeah, take a silence as a yes.
Mark can double down on his answer.
Mark, who knows all the information about the situation, if you allow it, Wade, he can double down right now.
You know what? Yes.
Mark, would you like to double down?
Yes, I would.
Oh, okay, good.
I don't know what this means, but God, I'm interested.
Always take a chance to double down whenever it...
Dude, this makes my toenails hard.
The Ramal Harir, which translates to silky sand in Arabic, traces its origins back to the nomadic tribes of the vast deserts. Incredible endurance, speed, and agility. Known for navigating the harsh, unforgiving desert landscape, they have sleek, short coats that reflect the sun's rays, large padded paws designed for treading on hot sand, also known as desert runners, invaluable to their human companions for centuries, primarily used for hunting, and as scouts to detect oases, CCs, in the vast desert expanses.
This makes sense to me because, you know, during World War II, Rommel was known as the Desert Fox, a general from Germany who was doing campaigns in like North Africa. And what's better to hunt a desert fox than a desert dog?
You're totally right, except it's made up.
Fuck.
I get double points, right?
2 points to Mark.
I doubled, but then he doubled. So should I get quadruple for him having...
Quadruple loss. You heard it. You heard it from him.
Mark, do you have more dog breeds or do you have something else?
I got plants.
You got plants? We can move on to plants.
Dude, I'm a plant expert.
Yeah, Wade, you know a lot about plants. Do you want me to go first, Mark, or do you want to do yours first?
You go now.
Real. Double down.
Are you want to lock that in?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
All right. Well, you're wrong. That's a point for Mark. But I'm going to tell you about a real plant called the Luminicentra flora. flora, also known as the twilight bloom.
Oh, that's fake as shit.
No, it's totally real. This plant thrives in the temperature, the temperate forest, and has a unique biological clock that actually aligns with the lunar cycle rather than the solar day cycle. And the twilight bloom's most interesting feature is that it has bioluminescent flowers, which emit a soft glow in the light of the moon.
Wow. Wait, was that real or fake? Was it?
That's fake.
Oh, okay.
But it has medicinal properties. It's good for headaches and light pain and easing discomfort when you have minor injuries. Point to Mark.
Yay!
I don't like where this is going.
I'm going to tell you about the Sakuta maculata.
Sakuta maculata. What a wonderful plant.
Also known as the water hemlock.
Where's this plant located?
North America.
Well, I'm guessing based on the hemlock, it's poisonous.
Is it real poisonous or fake poisonous?
It is known as the most violently toxic plant in North America.
Fake.
Nope, it's real. Believe it or not, it's a large wildflower in the carrot family. Water hemlock resembles Queen Anne's lace, whatever the hell that is, and is sometimes confused with edible parsnips or celery.
I'm on a real bad streak here, boys.
How did you know that hemlock is poisonous? Means poisonous, huh?
Hemlock is poison. That's a classic thing, right? Hemlock is poison. That's like a thing from literature and like the classics, and yeah.
I didn't know that.
All right, Wade, you want another one for me?
Yeah, and I'm a real quadruple double.
Look, that's not an established rule. You could double-double if Mark will allow it. Lock in real and double-double, win four, lose two?
Go for it, sure.
All right, Wade, insta-locks real, double-doubles down. Wade, this plant, which you've already guessed about, is called Rafflesia.
Ooh, I like the sound of that very real plant. Okay, Rafflesia. Where do you find Rafflesia?
Rafflesia grows mainly in Indonesia and surrounding regions.
What does it do?
Referred to colloquially as the corpse flower or a corpse flower. There are other ones that are also called that. Named because it has an overpowering stench. The scientific name comes from the people who discovered it. And the plant doesn't have stems, leaves, or roots. It's just a flower that parasitically grows on other stuff.
Is this the one that's like a big ugly flower that smells and then flies and stuff go to like attack it because it smells like shit, then it eats them?
Holy Lord. When completely developed, this flower could weigh as much as 24 pounds.
I'm pretty confident that it's real. I didn't know the name of it, but I'm pretty confident in my answer.
Rafflesia is indeed a real flower.
Woo! That's today's daily double-double.
Damn.
Mark, where are we at? Plants? Other stuff?
All right. I'd like to tell you about Woods Cycad.
Okay. Is that a place? Is that a plant name?
It's a plant name.
Are you going to tell me about it? Do I have to ask about it?
Oh, you're going
to
ask about it? Why do I got to give you anything?
You just said you were going to tell me about it. That's how you worded your sentence.
You did. You did imply you were going to give him a little bit more, but you don't.
Yeah, but I don't have to.
No, you absolutely don't have to.
Where is it from?
The woods, obviously.
From where trees is.
You know, based on this exquisite information I'm getting, Mark, I'm going to go ahead and say it's real.
Ah, well, you're in luck because I was talking about the female wood cycad, which has never been found. So therefore, it doesn't exist.
Damn, I can't believe I implied that I was talking about the plant's gender.
He was talking about the male wood. Or actually, if he had asked the right questions, Bob, I feel like a big part of that is like, I don't have to reveal all the information. I was talking about the female of the species of wood cycad, also known as Encephalartos wood. It's so lonesome and rare that only one specimen has ever been found in the wild. A single male cycad was discovered in 1895 by John Medley Wood on the edge of the Ngoi Forest in South Africa. A female Encephalartos woody has never been found.
I protest that.
Is that a formal protest, Wade?
Throw your flag. Go to the subreddit. You won't.
No, I'm going to go ahead and say that. I don't think Wade needs to use a rag. I think that's a fair...
He threw it. He threw a rag. I saw it. It's on video. He threw it.
Is that an official flag?
He did throw. All right. Wade issues an official red flag challenge. This will go to a vote on the subreddit. Was Mark talking about the female wood cycad or not? And if he was, the point is Mark's. And if not, the point is Wade's. For now, that means there's no point.
Is that the official locked in topic of the poll? Because if the topic had been, was this question and point...
derivation even related to the topic of the episode, which was it AI generated or cake, then I'd be in trouble. But I was talking about the female of the species.
No, yeah, no, it's a real thing, but it doesn't exist.
Right, right.
So yeah. Clearly, yeah, don't think about it too much.
Yes, don't think about it.
All right, Mark, more plants or are you out of plants?
I'm out of plants.
What do you got, Mark?
I got a piece of technology.
All right, I'm an expert in this field.
Here we go. Meet the AI pin. The future of wearable AI is here. Welcome to the dawn of a new era in wearable technology.
Like PIN?
Yeah.
What does the AI pin do?
AI!
Man, I'm really glad that I'm able to ask these questions to get clarification.
That's about as much as I know.
I mean, to be fair, a lot of this AI stuff, that's basically what they say. People ask and they're like, well, it does a large language model interpretation of, and it, images.
This isn't just another gadget. It's a groundbreaking leap forward powered by the cutting edge technology of AI.
So you wear it and it...
Oh, it might seem like a simple square device with a magnetic battery pack, but don't let its minimalist design fool you. This little powerhouse is a game changer. It will simplify your digital life, moving away from the app-heavy experience we've all become accustomed to.
For the sake of everything, I hope this is fake, just because, dear God, there's no... You wear the pin, and man, your life's easier.
You locking that in, Wade?
For the sake of humanity, yes. You know, I think it's probably real. This seems like something real and scummy, like the, I don't know, one of those bogus products that someone will sell you, like, off of a street corner. So it's probably real. But God, I hope it's fake.
Now that you have all the information, Mark, would you like to double down?
Yeah, yeah.
Wade, can Mark double down?
For the sake of humanity, Wade...
Yes.
All right, Mark doubles down, and I know the answer to this one. It's real.
It's real, all right.
And that's all you could tell me?
That's all that they have put out publicly about it. Also, if you look at the announcement video, it's like the two CEOs of the company, and it's the announcement video for the entire product, right? So you would expect it to be like, this new AI pin. It's two people who are like, this is the humane AI pin.
I feel like I'm real close here. I've lost a lot, but I've had some good quadruple wins. I've got to be at least close to winning.
Well, we got a lot of points because we're going into the distractible title power. Oh, no, unless you got technology.
I've got a technology piece.
Fake. Lock it in.
Okay.
Quadruple double down.
Mark, are you allowed to whatever?
Oh, of course. Why would I protest now?
Wade doubles down. This device is called the ChronoSync Dial. It's a sophisticated wrist-worn gadget that harmonizes the wearer's biological clock with the natural world through subtle electromagnetic adjustments and inputs to the wearer's wrist. This sleek, unobtrusive device is designed with the latest in biotech aesthetics, featuring a minimalist display that projects information directly onto the palm of the user's hand using a laser ink projector.
This definitely feels dumb enough to be real. God damn it.
Well, you know what? One-time offer. Would you like to retract your double down and change your answer?
This feels like you're sending me an olive branch that I would be very stupid to refuse. So no, I refuse it.
Would you like to learn anything else about the ChronoSync Dial before you find out your fate?
Yeah, is this a product available right now?
Oh no, it's in early development. It's just been announced and you could pre-order it, but there aren't even dates for when it might ship.
What's the company making it?
This is made by BioLife.
There is an Herbalife, probably a BioLife.
I'll let you retract your double down at any point.
You know what? I'm going to double where I'm at. I'm going to 8x double. I am so confident that it's fake.
What does that mean? Win 8, lose 4?
Octuple double?
I'm octo-momming the points.
Mark, do you want to allow that, I guess?
It'll either be the most crushing victory or most crushing defeat, and either way, it's history being made. I will allow this 2 to the 8th power doubling.
Wait, 2 to the 8th power? How many points is that?
This is an octuple double.
Wade is locked in on a double down that this is a fake piece of technology.
Just a double? Because it's like double.
So he could either win 8 or give you 4, because it's 2 and then 4 and then 8 and 1 and then 2 and then 4. It's double.
I'll allow it,
but I want to double his double.
16 or 8?
So Mark either wins 16 or gives Mark 8 points.
I agree!
Yeah.
Wade agrees, and you're locked in that this is fake technology.
Oh, God, it's fake.
All right, does anyone else want to up the stakes anymore?
Do you want it on this, Bob? Do you want it on this bet?
You know what? I'll take the opposite position. If this is real technology, I will win 16 points, and if it's fake, each of you gets 8 points.
I've forgotten entirely what the actual device is at this point.
The ChronoSync dial.
It's all I need to know.
Wait, either wins 16 or loses 8 to Mark.
Woo!
Okay. The ChronoSync dial is fake.
It's good for me, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
What did he say? How do you remember?
He locked in that it was fake from the very beginning.
Oh God, it's been so long. I forgot my position on this.
Wade wins 16 points.
That's gotta get me close to the lead.
I will, just as a technicality, because I don't remember what he said, I just want to throw it out verbally. If he didn't say that, I protest it, just so down the road, maybe, because I don't remember.
I remember because he was immediately like, fake. And then I started reading it and he was like, oh no.
I got a lightning round here.
You know what, Mark? Just for you, your points are doubled in the lightning round.
I've got you on this one because we're going into distractible titles, right? So I'm going to give you a title and you tell me 5 seconds or something to say if it's real or fake.
Pops fridge. Pops.
First title, Dreams, Dares, and Dumplings.
Oh, I like the alliteration. Real.
Fake. It was AI generated.
Fuck.
The podcast that time forgot.
Fake.
That's fake. All right. He got that one. We forgot to stretch.
Real.
That's real. Damn it. Gifts, holes, and powers.
Real.
That is real. Damn, he's good. He's good at this one. All right. Rage Quit Hall of Fame.
Fake.
Damn it. He's killing me, Bob. He's killing me. He's killing me, Bob. He's killing me.
Hey, you know, I was here for some of these, man. I remember.
All right. Rage Quit Hall of Fame.
Is that the one you just read?
Fake again.
Oh, oops, sorry. I couldn't even remember what I was reading.
Lock it. In fact, I double down.
Damn it. He got me on a technicality. I'm not deleting. Old is awesome.
That feels real.
That's real. Goddamn. He's good. He's good, this guy. Gags, games, and goofy gadgets.
Fake.
That's fake. It's like does he watch this podcast or something? All right, Mark's Mystery Meatloaf Mayhem.
I don't remember talking about meatloaf. Fake?
That's fake, yeah. Wow. Mysterious Case of Missing Memes.
Missing memes? Fake?
Damn. What the fuck?
Dude, I'm good at this.
What the fuck? I'm out. I don't have any more.
Yes!
Jesus Christ, you got all but one of those.
I missed the very first one and then got the rest right.
Well, so, Mark, do you have any other shenanigans you could use to try and get a bunch of points all of a sudden?
No, I was like, I'll mix it up. I'll do two fakes and a real and a fake.
You know what? Find me one more and I will double down.
Double down. So, 1, 2, 4, 8. 16, 30, 32.
32 points. I will put it all on the line.
You could either win 32 or give Mark 16.
The title is News, Everyone.
Fake.
That's real! That was real! That was real! That was real!
No.
News, Everyone was real! It was an episode that we did! Where'd it go?
16 points. It's just 16 points. I feel like I did well enough to where 16 isn't going to swing me too hard.
I remember that one. That was a real one. I always say that in Professor Farnsworth's voice in my head, because that was the title for that one was very...
November 2023. News, everyone. Mark's all out of ideas. Bob is confused and scared, and Wade actually tries for once.
I didn't try hard enough. Well, clearly Mark wants to double.
Nope, it's over. I'm
not going to show you the points totals, but I have two full pages of stuff for this episode.
Good Lord.
This okay. Extra large two-part episode. So would you like me to run through the points really quickly? I'm just going to read what you got points for. This reaches all the way back to the previous episode, starting with the AI image stuff that we played with. Mark, you have points for laughing, gas stove, apple fister, Minecraft guy, Italian food orgy, hairy pancakes, long spoon cream, bribe points, angry cow, Glen of Imal, desert dog, question mark, moon plant, violent carrot, Tixkinton. Ooh, that one's not. I have bad handwriting, guys. Triple D and news, everyone.
Can I hear what his total is?
No. Oh, well, sure.
Okay.
You know what? I'm sticking with my initial ant. No, yeah, that doesn't actually give it away, does it? Although it kind of does, because Wade's got about 1,000,000 points so far.
Yeah, read his first and then do the point total. I like the anticipation.
Wade, you've got points for Radon, Corpse Cake, Thick Thigh, Brance in Parking Lot, Long Ankles, Poopy Trek Macaroon, Hairline Food, Tertiary Muscles.
Ah.
Super chronographical. Wow, I've bad handwriting, guys. Underdog, Silken Wind, Raffle D's Nuts, Mystical Watch, Time Forget to Stretch, Gift Holes Powers, Rage Quit Haul Off, Old is Awesome, Gag Gone Gadget, Mark's Load, and Missing Memes.
Perfect. Sounds good.
What is that, Bob? What is it?
What's what? The points? Mark's points are 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
Holy shit, what the fuck?
Wade's accumulated points are 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 41.
Oh.
I pulled it off?
And that's considering you won by 6, which is insane, considering that multiple times you won 16 or more points on one question.
Well, I also lost a lot of points there at the end. You know, I gave up 16.
That's true, but you also got almost all of Mark's episode titles correct.
Yeah, you had a crazy streak there.
I was thinking Mark had a good shot to claw some of that back, and you just did not go for it.
Yeah, because Mark's Meatloaf Mayhem, I did tell about a story where I ate old meatloaf and I puked so hard I got bloodshot eyes. And, you know, some of those I felt like, well, man, there's something like gags, games, and goofy gadgets. It sounds like something we'd talk about, but man.
That does sound like a thing that we did that I wouldn't remember, but we totally could have done.
You know, I had a nice meatloaf sandwich there of getting the two ends wrong, but man, right in the middle, I packed it full of delicious meat that I got right.
And the last one you got wrong was pretty painful, but just wasn't quite enough. What a game. Well, unfortunately, that does mean that the final win totals for this episode are Wade with one whole win.
Woo!
And Mark with one half of one win still.
I'll take it.
Yeah, anyway, congratulations to both of you. You both increased your win total today, but Wade does the actual winner, which means Wade will be the actual host next time. And Mark, you're the actual loser, even though it felt like you were almost the winner.
Yeah, that's how losing on this usually feels.
Great double part episode, everybody.
Good job, you.
I really put a lot of work into that one. Mark, loser speech?
It was a hard-fought battle, the first one taking place over 2 weeks. Thought I had him. That last lightning round really did make all the difference. Maybe. I don't know where we stood with all the doubling, actually.
It didn't help you that much, but it did get you closer.
He got like 9 in a row. It was...
You could have easily earned like 10 points if he had just got a few of those wrong.
Here's what I'll say. This is a story of Paul Bunyan, right? This is man versus the machine. And I'm that guy in the top hat with his locomotive. Who is Paul Bunyan again?
I believe he planted a lot of apple trees.
I think he had an axe.
Yeah, either way, I'm on my little train. That's AI right now. Like, twee, twee, chugga, 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 chugga. I'll chop down all these trees before you, Paul. You know, Wade as Paul Bunyan. Wade Bunyan, he got the best man. I think that's best for humanity. You can't rely on AI.
Wade, winner speech?
Yeah, you know, I gotta congratulate and thank you both for honestly a great 2 episodes worth of content. We've never had the back-to-back, and if we have, like you said, it was the weird where different hosts kind of did their own thing with it. So, Bob, great topic, and the fact that you somehow got Mark to do all of the work for this episode.
Hey, I had stuff. I contributed. I did things.
Thank you, Wade. Thank you. It makes me feel welcome.
You guys did a great job. Bob, your puppeteering is out of this world.
That feels less good now. Feels less good, yeah.
Well, your work was great, but you gotta admit, he played us both. You know, he got 2 hosts out of this.
That's not worth anything, is it? It's not who hosts the most episode. It's who wins the most episode. I didn't gain from that.
I don't know. It's the pride of being in charge. It's that power feeling of being the man in the chair.
Is this how Bob does his hostile takeover? Is this Bob's what do we call it, evil era? What do we call it?
I feel like it was very, I was giving you permission and we vetoed things. It was very democratic.
That's how dictators get started.
I feel like everyone was on the same. Look, wait, I will say there was a lot of shenanigans, and oftentimes in the past, the shenanigans have cut against you pretty harshly, but I know you won, but it felt pretty fair, right? Wasn't it pretty balanced today? It was pretty,
yeah. Anytime I shot myself in the foot today, it was self-inflicted. No, you know, it was fair, and it was a great hard-fought victory. It was closer in the end than I thought. With all the doubling and doubling, I thought one of us was just going to blow the other out of the water, but it was pretty close.
I'm a great host, guys. You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. Check out the merch, distractablestore.com. Check out Mark, Markiplier, Wade is Lord Minion 777, or Minion 777. And I'm Mike Skirm. Don't watch my stuff. Watch Mark. Mark's way funnier.
I'm also here.
No, Mark's way funnier. Sorry. That's the end of this epic two-part episode that I totally planned and worked really hard on. And I basically deserve my own win for how much I hosted the shit out of it. But yeah, thanks, Mark, for hosting my episodes. And that's it. Podcast out.
Merch.